now.
China trade troubles U.S. troops to the Middle East. I'm Bart Neckert. Instead of going to Nebraska and Montana, Chinese trade experts are going home. And comments by President Trump Friday sent stocks downward. Bob Costantini has more on hardened positions made harder.
Lower-level Chinese negotiators in Washington for talks canceled plans to visit American farmers who've been hurt by the trade war and abruptly cut short their trip. Not a good sign, as high-level talks are set to resume in a couple weeks. President Trump has now decided he does not want a piecemeal trade agreement.
We're looking for the big deal. We've taken it to this level. We're taking in billions and billions of dollars of tariffs. China's devalued their currency, and they have a very bad economy right now, and I don't want them to have a bad economy.
Translation, no one expects a big deal anytime soon. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The United States will deploy additional troops and military equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, says the Secretary of State just returned from the region, and he said the Saudis asked for help.
We're contributing to Saudi Arabia's defense. We would be looking, as the Secretary said, for other international partners to also contribute to Saudi Arabia's defense.
The latest on that whistleblower complaint is that in a July phone call, President Trump reportedly pressured Ukraine's president to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's son, urging him to work with his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Trump labeled the whistleblower partisan, which Democratic Senator Chris Murphy called alarming.
The idea that the president in the Oval Office is attacking a whistleblower without anyone knowing the content of that communication or even the president having knowledge about who it is absolutely extraordinary.
I'm Bart Neckert.
Sponsored by Valence Publishing. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for occurring automated marketing messages by text. Message and data rates may apply.
This is a public warning. If you own any U.S. stocks, you could soon be a victim to the biggest mass deception in U.S. financial history. To spread the word, a professor who's lectured at Harvard University and the Wharton Business School has just posted a 3-minute expose on why you're being lied to by the financial system and what it means for your retirement. Visit stockmarketscandal6.com. All one word, there. Watch a 3-minute public announcement from Professor Joel Littman, a forensic accountant who warned Americans about the market crash in 2008. Before it's too late, visit stockmarketscandal6.com to get the full story on what's coming to the stock market, or text the word SCANDAL to 246810. You will hear a disturbing message that affects 8,500 stocks you might be holding right now, a warning that's already attracted 180 of the world's top 300 money managers. Again, go to stockmarketscandal6.com or text SCANDAL, S-C-A-N-D-A-L, to 246810.
Blake Lively's new thriller. David Daniel explains from Hollywood.
Here's your first look at Blake Lively and Jude Law in The Rhythm Section, based on the Mark Burnell novel. Lively plays a woman whose life falls apart after her family is killed in a plane crash. When she learns it wasn't an accident, she vows revenge on those responsible. The Rhythm Section opens January 31st. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Officials have a warning after a Colorado Springs woman put an injured bobcat in her car inches away from where her child was in a safety seat. Don't pick up wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesman Bill Vogren says the woman spotted the injured adult male cat while driving, wrapped it in a blanket, and put it in the back of her SUV. Agency officials told her to get her boy and herself out of the vehicle when she called to ask what to do. I'm Bart Neckert.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, BABBEL.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. An accident on 95 northbound at Lorton Road cleared away, but you will still find some residual delays in the area. Now on 395 in both directions at Duke Street, there's still road work, and that is causing delays in both directions on 395. On the inner loop of the Beltway at Richie Marlborough Road, earlier accident there cleared away, all lanes open. Pennsylvania Avenue at Spalding Avenue and Suitland closed northbound for accident investigation work.
Sundays on WMAL. Hear everything you need to know. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Wamsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. It's everything you need to know on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Norwegian Cruise Line brings you the sea, the sun, and now the sky. Introducing our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Enjoy free airfare to your cruise and start feeling free from the moment you leave home. Amazing destinations are now just a free flight away. Plus, cruise with free unlimited open bar and more. Cruise Norwegian Fly Free. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry, Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
Hey, DC. Listen to this historic, deep dockable waterfront land buying opportunity. On Saturday, September 28th, miles of pristine shoreline with massive trees and endless Chesapeake views will be liquidated in tracts ranging from 1 to 15 acres. Come out and buy 6 acres of deep, dockable waterfront for only $49.99. Buy 15 acres with beautiful trees and views for only $29.99. These are not starting bids. They are the final sales price. Call us right now, 800-684-4611. That's 800-684-4611. Easy financing, 800-684-4611. That's 800-684-4611.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. We're 9 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we have a lot to cover this morning. Washington ablaze with the latest efforts to go after President Trump. The situation with the president of Ukraine, allegedly what happened on a telephone call. We're going to get into that this morning because there's a lot more to this story than you're hearing in the news. And we're going to take you back to a couple of articles. New York Times and a Vanity Fair article in May that kind of set the stage for what this is all about. And they were not looking into Mr. Trump at the time. They were looking into the Bidens at the time. And we're going to get to that momentarily. But there are plenty of other things going on around the globe, and we're going to cover them this morning with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, K.T. McFarland. We've got Cheryl Atkinson coming up. Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times, some very interesting poll numbers for us. And, of course, John Gizzi is the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com, and we'll get his latest read on things at the White House this week. But this story that is now morphing into the next grounds for impeachment, Adam Schiff salivating this week. He was just giddy that he had another one to go on. And we'll see whether Adam Schiff ends up crying wolf again or whether there's anything more to it. But we'll take you back. Here's what happened in May. Vanity Fair and the New York Times wrote articles, and here's the headline in Vanity Fair. Now, they're not known to be a conservative publication. Hunter Biden's work in Ukraine emerges as a potential 2020 scandal. That's the headline in Vanity Fair, May 2nd, 2019. New reporting raises the question, were Hunter and Joe Biden's overlapping interests in Ukraine coincidental or corrupt? Or is Rudy Giuliani just pulling the media strings? The New York Times has published a nearly 3,000-word tale of intrigue involving the Biden's family's various entanglements in Ukraine. In short, the story is this. In the final year of the Obama presidency, Vice President Joe Biden, quote, threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees if Ukraine's leaders did not dismiss the country's top prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. He had been accused of turning a blind eye to corruption in his own office and among the political elite. The pressure campaign also just so happened to benefit Biden's younger son, Hunter, who was then getting paid as much as $50,000 to sit on the board of Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian energy company that was in Shokin's sights. The question the Times raises but does not answer, were Joe's and Hunter's overlapping interests in Ukraine coincidental or corrupt? There was the investigation into Burisma Holdings, and Joe Biden put pressure on Ukraine, threatening to hold back $1 billion if they didn't fire the prosecutor. That prosecutor was looking into Burisma Holdings, and that's where Hunter Biden was making a lot of money, $166,000 a year, one of the reports says. That's pretty good money. For the son, oh, of who? Oh, the Vice President of the United States. Wonder if I could have gotten that kind of a consulting job at Burisma Holdings. I tend to doubt it. So that's kind of setting the stage. There are a lot of questions raised. Now, we've got some audio here for you. We just told you about the Vanity Fair story. There is a New York Times writer, and he was on MSNBC the same week that that Vanity Fair and New York Times story came out. MSNBC is asking him about the story, and here's what he has to say. And note at the end that it ain't over.
We wrote a story about it on May 1st, which is this situation involving Joe Biden's son's work for this Ukrainian oligarch-owned gas company, which is, I have to quibble with some of what your previous guest said, is a significant liability for Joe Biden. Like, there is a story here. We've told some of it. There's more to be told. We're going to continue to sort of pull that back.
Okay. So they want to pull back more of the story. Whatever happened on that story? It just went away. Did you notice that? New York Times started on it. Vanity Fair started on it. And then it just went away. Well, I would imagine that that possibly upset President Trump when he heard about that. The possibility that Biden, the vice president, had threatened to withhold $1 billion in funding unless he got the prosecutor fired. Joe Biden actually bragged about it on stage. There's a video of Biden saying, yeah, I got the SOB fired. So that's a little bit of background. Now, the Wall Street Journal has been reporting that this alleged phone call in which the president allegedly spoke with the new president of Ukraine and asked him 8 times this summer to look into this matter. Well, it's an interesting matter to look into, I would think, if the vice president of the United States is holding back $1 billion in funding. Now, the question is, or among the questions, is there a quid pro quo here? Did President Trump say, well, I want you to do this, and if you don't do it, I'm not going to send you money. Or, if you do it, I will send you money. Well, the Wall Street Journal report, according to their sources, there was no quid pro quo mentioned on that phone call. So what's interesting here is, where does it go next? How embarrassing did this become for the Bidens? Could this backfire on the Democrats and the Bidens? This is going to get very, very interesting. And we've got some more audio on it. We're going to get to it next. But first off, we've got Michelle Murray in the WMAO Traffic Center.
On 395 in Virginia, both north and south bend in the vicinity of Duke Street, they are still doing road work, and northbound delays begin around Edsel Road. They're along the left side on the northbound side, and also watch out for closures on the southbound side. Earlier incident on northbound 95 at Lorton Road cleared away. Looks like those delays have eased as well. On the Beltway inner and outer loop between Arlington Boulevard and the Little River Turnpike, you may still find some paving going on with a brief delay through the area. No problems on the Beltway in Maryland to report. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's summertime again here in the Washington area. Look for sunshine today, high of 88. Sunny tomorrow, high 91. Monday, partly cloudy, high 92. Sunny on Tuesday with a high of 81, and sunshine Wednesday will be up to 82 again. Right now, 61 in D.C. We're heading to 88 this afternoon. 617 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. We're talking about the big dust-up in D.C. right now over the president's call to the president of Ukraine. Now, I just laid out stories in the New York Times in Vanity Fair back in May. This is what Joe Biden had to say yesterday. Listen carefully to what Biden says about this yesterday.
Wait a second. Not one single credible outlet has given any credibility to his assertion. Not one single one. And so I have no comment except the president should start to be present.
Hey, Joe, did you miss something there? Did you miss the New York Times article and the Vanity Fair article? Are they not credible publications in your mind? These were stories that I would have imagined he heard about if he didn't read back in May. Jeff, play that quote again from Biden, because we just read the Vanity Fair story about the New York Times story, and Biden says there's no credible publication that's touched this, right?
Wait a second. Not one single credible outlet has given any credibility to his assertion. Not one single one. And so I have no comment except the president should start to be present.
Now, I would say that's a rather dishonest comment from Joe Biden. That would be my interpretation. You can interpret it however you like. Well, of course, President Trump yesterday at the White House peppered with questions from our pals in the media. So here's, first off, the note about Trump on Biden. Here's what Trump had to say about it.
Did you discuss Joe Biden, his son, or his family with the leader?
It doesn't matter what I discussed, but I will say this. Somebody ought to look into Joe Biden's statement, because it was disgraceful, where he talked about billions of dollars that he's not giving to a certain country unless a certain prosecutor's taken off the case.
Okay, that's what Trump had to say about it. Now, what did Trump have to say about the quote-unquote whistleblower?
it's a partisan whistleblower. They shouldn't even have information. I've had conversations with many leaders that are always appropriate. And anything I do, I fight for this country. I fight so strongly for this country. It's just another political hack job. That's all it is.
And, of course, Adam Schiff is all aglow these days because he's got yet another scandal, yet another opportunity to go after the president. And he wasn't happy about what President Trump said.
Reading between the lines of the president's press conference today, while he said that he hasn't reviewed it, there was certainly the suggestion that other people in the White House may have. That's deeply disturbing that the intended recipient of the complaint, the Congress, hasn't received it.
Well, anyway, I would imagine if, if I were president and I had read the New York Times story or Vanity Fair story, I might want to know a little more about the relationship of the former vice president to this whole deal with his son getting a ton of money for what out of a Ukraine. I mean, sitting on the board of a Ukraine energy company and the son's getting $166,000. Do we not think maybe there is some expectation that the vice president and the administration would look favorably upon Burisma? Maybe. What else is going on with Ukraine and the Bidens? There's more to it. And you can check those out. May 2nd is the Vanity Fair story. May 1st is the New York Times story. This is not something Trump just kind of made up for the fun of it. There is a little more to it than that. And this could get very embarrassing for the Bidens. 6:22, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention! This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Can you help me with spring cleaning, even if it's not springtime?
Sure, we can do that. We bring the springtime with us.
Are you willing to come after dark?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
How much lead time do I need to give you?
We can be there in 90 minutes.
You can't imagine how happy this is going to make my wife.
It makes us happy, too.
Happy, happy!
Happy, happy!
When you want to give happiness, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Happy, happy.
At Live Casino and Hotel, new rewards members are guaranteed up to $50. That's 25 in free play to get the fun started when you join, and 25 more when you download the My Live Rewards app and link your account. Then earn perks when you dine, stay, spa, and play your favorite slots and table games. Join the most generous rewards program around. Get to Live today. Visit livecasinohotel.com for details. 30 minutes from D.C. off the BW Parkway. Must be 21 and a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
6:26, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Thanks for being up early, joining us this morning. Wow, have you seen the polls where Elizabeth Warren is surging in the polls? But there is skepticism about some of her planning. Now, she was on Stephen Colbert, the other night, late night on CBS, and probably imagined that she would, you know, be in friendly territory. Well, Colbert was pushing her a little bit on taxes, and this is how she responded to Stephen Colbert's question about would taxes go up with all of her plans for health care.
Well, will their taxes go up?
Well, but here's the thing.
I've listened to these answers a few times before.
Yeah, here's the thing. Anytime she's been pressed on whether taxes will go up for the middle class, it's always a tap dance. She's always dodging it. She spent 45 seconds with Chris Matthews earlier in the summer dodging the question as well. So Pete Buttigieg didn't think it was a particularly strong answer from Elizabeth Warren, because here's what he had to say about it.
Senator Warren is known for being straightforward and was extremely evasive when asked that question.
Yeah, hello. Wow. So not only is she going to tax the bejesus out of anybody that's successful in the country, highly successful, she's going to start taxing the middle class, and she won't fess up to it. So it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out in the weeks and months ahead, especially were she to get the nomination. Well, one guy that is not going to get the nomination is Bill de Blasio. He hung it up yesterday. No more Bill de Blasio on the Democratic campaign trail. I doubt that he will be welcomed home to New York with open arms, aside from those of his wife. But de Blasio is out of the Democratic presidential race. There will be more to drop in the days ahead. I'm sorry, I got to do this. I wasn't going to play the Hillary Clinton cut from earlier in the week, but she's come up with yet another series of excuses as to why she lost in 2016. We are now 3 years later, okay? It's been 3 years, and she keeps coming up with a new recipe for her failure. This is the latest Hillary Clinton blame game. This was Tuesday of this week. Madam Secretary.
You can run the best campaign, you can win the popular vote, and you can lose the Electoral College and therefore the election for these four reasons. Number one, voter suppression. Number two, hacking. Number three, phony, false online news stories. Number four is the lack of security in our election system itself.
Okay. She cracks me up. She's great. We're coming up on 6:30 here on WMAL. Jennifer Harper is coming up next. We've got some interesting poll numbers for you. And also on the way, we will be talking with John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. And KT McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor, Tony Schaefer will be with us, and we will talk with Cheryl Atkinson. And we're going to get into the Biden-Ukraine story with Cheryl this morning. So a lot going on, and stay with us right here on the Saturday Morning Update.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
In the news at this hour, 19 candidates are appearing at the Polk County Democratic Steak Fry in Des Moines, Iowa this weekend. Their opportunity to show organizational strength just 4 months out from the caucuses. Today's Steak Fry is part parade, part organizing show of force, and quintessentially Iowa. It began as a fundraiser for Tom Harkin's first congressional bid. 53 attendees could buy a steak and a foil-wrapped baked potato for $2. That's right, $106 fundraising effort by Tom Harkin. But he's out of politics now. The Steak Fry lives on. It's a fundraiser for the Polk County Democratic Party. 11,000 people are expected to join in addition to 19 presidential candidates today. The Pentagon says the U.S. will deploy additional troops and military equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to beef up security. President Trump has at least for now decided against any immediate military strike on Iran in response to the attack on the Saudi oil industry. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says this is a first step. He is not ruling out additional moves down the road. He says it's a response to requests from the Saudis and the UAE to help improve their air and missile defense systems. The New England Patriots have released receiver Antonio Brown after a second woman accused him of sexual misconduct. The team announced that move yesterday in a statement emailed to reporters. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami has upgraded Tropical Storm Lorena to a hurricane. It is bearing down on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Hurricane Lorena now has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. It's about 100 miles off the shore near Cabo San Lucas, and that's where it is headed this morning. It's 6:33. It is the Saturday Morning Update. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Maryland, in Suitland, keep in mind that a portion of Pennsylvania Avenue remains closed northbound at Quarter Avenue due to an accident investigation. And in Aspen Hill, Georgia Avenue northbound between Connecticut Avenue and Heathfield Road, there's some water main repairs taking place, so the left and the center lanes are closed, so use caution there. Still some delays on northbound 395 right at Duke Street with some lane closures in effect. They're doing work along the left side of the roadway, so stay to your right and allow some extra travel time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for sunshine today with a high of 88. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 91. Monday, partly cloudy, high to 92. Sunshine Tuesday going up to 81. And Wednesday we'll have sunshine and a high of 82. Outside in Washington, it's kind of a cool morning, 61. But we're headed to 88 this afternoon, 6:34 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Do you know when you should start taking Social Security? Should you pay off or keep your mortgage? Have you discussed qualified charitable distributions? How much can you afford to spend in retirement? Hi, I'm Chase Hinterstein, co-host of WML's Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We not only manage investments for our clients, we help you make good decisions about your realistic and enjoyable retirement.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Power is a great deal during Ram Power Days. But when that deal is on the all-new Ram 1500, with available features like a 12-inch touchscreen, the largest of any light-duty truck, a bed with sides that double as Ram box storage, a tailgate capable of a 60-40 split, and a legendary Hemi V8 with hybrid technology, well, not only is that a powerful deal, that's the power to innovate. The all-new Ram 1500. Hurry into Ram Power Days for great deals on the most powerful lineup with the most horsepower of any full-size truck. Now get 0% financing plus $6,250 total bonus cash on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Bighorn Crew Cab. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 2019.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. It is great to have you with us, and it is always great to have Jennifer Harper join us. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Global polls topped the agenda this morning. What are you finding out about U.S. journalism and the world?
Yes, how about U.S. journalism and the world? Always an interesting topic. And, of course, everybody out there, all our listeners know that the news media, American news media, often misbehaves. You know, they kind of like to package opinion as news, and they have a little liberal bias, and they peddle outrage, and, you know, some of them have already forgotten they're calling to inform the public. But there's a new poll out there. This is actually a global poll of journalists. It was very unusual, and my apologies to everyone who's waking up and saying, oh, please, not numbers this early in the morning. But this is interesting. And what it reveals is that the members of the American Press Corps are a lot more jittery than their peers elsewhere. And this is a survey of 2,000 journalists. They work in print, broadcast, and digital in 10 different countries. And here's just a couple of numbers. 49% of them overall in all those countries believe that freedom of the press has deteriorated in their home country. Well, they asked U.S. journalists, and 57% felt that way. Meanwhile, Rick, 36% of the global population of journalists are increasingly concerned for their personal safety and the safety of journalists in general. And among the American press, it's 42%. And on a reliability front, 63% of the international press believe that the media has lost, that the public has lost trust in its journalists. And among the Americans, 69% say that the public has lost trust in the media. So what we're seeing here is a kind of a doubtful, sort of semi-depressed American press out there. And I thought it was sort of interesting. And the analysis is also saying that this is the past year has been challenging for the media industry in general due to misinformation, social media pressures, and other factors. And this again, this is a poll of 2,000 journalists around the world. It was conducted by Cision, which is a global analytics and media company out of Chicago. But it kind of gave me a little twinge of, empathy for my fellow press after I read some of these numbers.
While we're in the poll department, what's the latest on how people feel about impeachment?
Well, I think voters are about to want to impeach impeachment altogether because a number of polls, in fact, this is the fourth one in the past couple of weeks that has indicated that the voters just don't want to have anything to do with impeachment right now. This is previous polls from CNN, Rasmussen Reports, and even Monmouth University, which is an academic source, they all confirmed, Rick, that the voters are cringing over the idea of impeachment right now. And now we come to another one, and this is coming from Politico and Morning Consult poll. It was released this week, and here's what it has to say. Just 37% of voters say Congress should begin impeachment proceedings compared to 50% who oppose it. And, of course, a predictable partisan divides on there. 70% of Democrats would like to begin impeachment. And here's what the vice president of Morning Consult had to say. He said, initiating impeachment proceedings against President Trump remains a popular move among the Democratic base, but it won't necessarily help them win voters across the aisle. So again, this is the fourth poll in recent weeks that has said impeachment, no.
President Trump is donating his annual salary as president, but he had a $15 million payday earlier in the week.
Well, you're right about all of that. The GOP war chest for the campaign is just burgeoning right now. In fact, the Republican Party brought in a record-breaking $23.5 million last month in August, and this is the largest off-cycle August haul in history for either Republicans or Democrats. If you're wondering how much they've raised for President Trump's campaign so far this year, $141.4 million. And it's interesting to note what the RNC chairman, Rhonda McDaniel, had to say about this. She said, thanks to boycotts from Hollywood liberals and the Castro brothers doxing private citizens who support President Trump, the RNC's fundraising hit record levels in August. The more Democrats demonize President Trump and his supporters, the more boots we can put on the ground to reelect him. Between the president's accomplishment and our grassroots infrastructure, Republicans are going to be unstoppable in 2020. So if you're wondering why Democrats are getting worried, he kind of spelled it out for you there.
So they may be unstoppable from a fundraising standpoint, as we saw from that $15 million haul that the president made in Southern California earlier this week. But what do young Republicans have to face in college?
Well, you know, if you have someone in your life that's in college and happens to be a conservative Republican or a Republican, they may have picked up a little hostility on campus. And, gosh, I've got another poll for you this morning, but this is interesting. This is a survey of 1,000 Republican college students. It was conducted by the College Fix. This is a news organization which tracks all the kooky stuff that goes on campus. Very interesting site if you're curious about it. But here's the question they asked to these 1,000 Republican college students. Have you ever withheld your political views in class for fear that your grades would suffer? Well, here you go. 73% of the students said absolutely they have withheld their political views in class. And this, as the poll analysis said, even students who identify as Republican-leaning independents indicated they've kept quiet. 70% reported they have withheld their political views to protect their grades. And this is coming from the College Fix. It's 1,000 Republican students. And they even quoted one of the kids. Here's what one of the students told the pollster. I am conservative. I would be crucified. I heard enough horror stories from friends and family to keep my mouth shut and avoid politics in class if at all possible. So something to think about if you do have a child in college.
So what you're saying, you're not going to see a lot of MAGA hats on campus this season.
No, I don't think so.
We've heard a lot about President Trump and Vice President Pence talking about Space Force. What's the latest?
Well, actually, we have some news about the Space Force. It's going to sort of rumble to life in about 90 days with a very small crew there. They start them off on the way. About 200 personnel are going to be on hand. This is according to Defense One, which got some Defense Department documents to look at. And the team itself is going to consist of 151 people from the Air Force, 24 from the Army, 14 from the Navy and the Marine Corps, and also 9 from the Joint Staff. And it's kind of the mission and who's going to drive it and who's going to do what is still kind of a work in progress. They're not revealing a whole lot. Lieutenant General David Thompson, he's the Vice Commander of Air Force Space Command, he told Space News this week there's a lot of conversation going on about the mission, the vision, and what it's going to do. He said a lot of it's inaccurate, so this is kind of a wait-and-see progress. I don't have any more information on that about the Space Force, but it did give me pause, Rick. I wondered if anybody with an institutional memory of the Reagan years wonders if the new Space Force will revisit SDI. Remember SDI, Strategic Defense Initiative?
Oh, yeah.
It was proposed by President Reagan back in 1983, and it designed to counter incoming Soviet ballistic missiles, along with a whole bunch of other things. But anyway, that's the Space Force update for this morning.
Perhaps when Marianne Williamson drops out of the presidential race, she can join them. You know, we're seeing a lot more reboots of some of the classic television shows from past decades. You got to be kidding me. Hogan's Heroes coming back?
Yes, indeed. It is coming back. How about that? And it sort of indicates that Hollywood and Madison Avenue are running out of ideas. But there's a diehard population of Hogan's Heroes fans out there. You remember the wonderful TV sitcom, which had a serious side. It ran on CBS, 168 episodes between 1965 and 1971 with Colonel Klink and, of course, Colonel Hogan and the rest. Great show, actually. I watch it on occasion, I have to confess. But anyway, if you're curious, they're going to reboot Hogan's Heroes, and this is what they're going to reboot it as. This is coming from Deadline Hollywood. The reimagined version will be a single-camera action-adventure comedy series set in present day, focusing on the descendants of the original heroes now scattered around the world who team up for a global treasure hunt. So that's what Hogan's Heroes is going to be about this time around. But the good news is, Rick, that the reboot is going to be ushered in by Al Ruddy. He was the original series co-creator. So maybe we'll get some links to the original with that one as well.
Well, between that and Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, I can't wait to fulfill the fall television season. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Thank you very much, as always. And you can follow Jennifer at Harper Bulletin on Twitter. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Enjoyed it.
You betcha. 6:46, Saturday morning updates, WMAL. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
You will find some slow traffic on 395 northbound through the work zone in the vicinity of Duke Street, closing down the left in the center lane. Your delays begin about Edsel Road, very slow through that work zone. Now, you'll also still find a work zone southbound between King Street and Duke Street. On 95, you should find all lanes open and no delays to report so far traveling on 95. Traveling on the Beltway in Virginia on the inner loop near the Springfield Interchange headed towards Arlington Boulevard. Some road work still along the left side of the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, it's summertime again this weekend. You betcha we're going to be up to 88 this afternoon. For tomorrow, a high of 91 in the sunshine. Partly cloudy Monday with a high of 92. Pretty much dry all the way into Tuesday and Wednesday. Sunshine on Tuesday with a high of 81. And we'll be in the 80s once again on Wednesday. 61 right now in Washington. We're headed to 88 this afternoon. 6:47 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL, and obviously a lot to talk about this morning and this weekend. We mentioned the Democratic candidates are in Polk County, Iowa, for a big steak fry this weekend. You've heard about the Area 51 events, the whole concept of Storm Area 51, of course, that area in the Nevada desert that has been quite of interest to people because of the Air Force activities there and aliens and everything else. Well, the events involving thousands of Earthlings answering the internal buzz about the invitation to storm Area 51 in the desert so far have been mostly festive this weekend. Crowds are numbering in the low thousands. Few arrests so far. Three people were arrested Friday on the remote, once secret military base. The Lincoln County Sheriff Kerry Lee said that brings the total to five since Thursday, and they are accused of trespassing. You may have recalled that there were expectations of hundreds of thousands of people flooding into Area 51. That is not happening this weekend. If you missed the Corey Lewandowski hearing, the Senate did not convene this hearing. The House Judiciary Committee convening the hearing earlier in the week. Corey Lewandowski basically turned it into a circus. And we just got a little bit of audio because I don't know how many people, you know, that are listening this morning would have had the opportunity to sit around and watch the hearing during the day. This is an exchange with Sheila Jackson Lee, congressman from Texas, and catch Corey at the end.
did you know the president was putting you at risk when he asked you to deliver a message to the attorney general? I want to be very clear. The president knew what he was doing was wrong because everyone else had already said no. He called his White House counsel to fire the special counsel. McGahn said no. He called the attorney general to ask him to unrecuse himself from the special counsel's investigation. Sessions said no. His White House counsel said there should be no contact with Sessions because of his recusal. So what does the president do? He calls you in to do what everyone else wouldn't do. He called you in to do his dirty work in secret because he knew it was wrong. Well, we will expose the truth. The president cannot hide behind you any longer. And you should be here to be telling the truth,
General
Lewandowski, because the truth will set you free and the American people. I yield back.
The time of the gentlelady has expired. The witness may answer the question.
I don't believe there was a question, Congressman.
Very well.
Yes, there was.
Could you repeat the question? I didn't hear it.
I'd be happy to repeat the question.
Just a rant.
Whoa, just a rant. Wow, strong language for a witness. Well, Corey Lewandowski did have a chance to air it out a little bit during those hearings.
The gentleman from Louisiana, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lewandowski, my colleague, Mr. Jeffries, just started that last line of questioning with a sort of an admonition to you. He said, this is the House Judiciary Committee and not a political forum, and it would be nice if you recognize that. I think it'd be nice if all the members of this committee would recognize that, because that's the reason that this has turned into such a farce. It's been said so many times today, this committee is so important to the country. It has one of the broadest jurisdictions over so many critical issues that are facing the country. You referenced some of this in your opening statement. And I, among many of my colleagues, are ready to get to that work for the American people. But we're here today. There hasn't been any fireworks. Oh, there's a lot of disappointed people around, operatives around the country who are really hoping that there'd be fireworks, but we're not surprised at all.
Well, that's Congressman Mike Johnson, the Louisiana Republican. And Corey Lewandowski did light some fireworks.
I think that this fake Russia collusion narrative is the greatest crime committed against the American people in our generation, if not ever. This is a president who was duly elected by the American people, and members of certain bodies refused to accept those election results. If this were done by a different president to a different party, the same way it was done to Donald Trump, that person would already be thrown out of office and people would be in jail. But when you support Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, is a different set of rules. I think the American people find it very unfair, and there has been no accountability at the highest levels of the government for the Pfizer abuse applications which transpired, the spying on Americans clearly in violation of the Fourth Amendment, or the lives that were ruined because they simply wanted to support a candidate for president of the United States, and I think it's shameful.
So that's Corey Lewandowski, and he was very, very responsive, shall we say, to the Democrats, and threw a lot of it right back at them. And, you've seen these hearings before. If you didn't see this one, you've seen them and heard them before. And it's always fascinating how really vicious the congressmen, the interrogators, how vicious they can get and how rude they can get and say anything they want to the witnesses. Well, Corey Lewandowski threw a lot of it right back at them. Congressman Jackie Speier from California was not real thrilled with Corey Lewandowski. And she wants to take it to the next level.
If I were Mr. Nadler right now, I would be slapping Mr. Lewandowski with an inherent contempt order and calling him in front of the House of Representatives and fining him.
She wants to fine him because he stood up for himself. Fascinating. It's 6:53. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams, are killing it. Sarah and Debbie just sold Bob's home in just 5 days at $10,000 over the asking price. You know, agent selection matters, and now's the time you need to work with an experienced agent with a proven track record like Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. I've had the pleasure of sitting down with their clients who always say, "We're so glad we called the Reynolds team." I've seen their systems and their extensive list of ready buyers, over 8,000 pre-screened buyers who are looking for homes in the D.C. area. At the end of the deal, you want the most money in your pocket. The Reynolds team has the track record and guarantees to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they're going to pay you the difference, guaranteed, in writing. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Saturday morning update on WMAL, and you may have heard about the state dinner at the White House last night. Now, normally they ate indoors, but because it was such a lovely evening, they dined in the White House Rose Garden, a rare dinner under the stars at the White House. And, you know, it was black tie, obviously. On the guest list last night, golfer Greg Norman, U.S. Attorney General William Barr, Presidential Advisor Kellyanne Conway, number of Republican members of Congress, including Kevin McCarthy. Mark Meadows was there. And a lovely evening. Rave reviews for the dinner. And obviously the host, the First Lady, Melania Trump. Do I do this? Okay, I'll do it. She was wearing an aqua silk chiffon gown by Jay Mendel. Have I really stooped that low to even mention the designer? Okay. I'm sorry. She's lovely. I mean, did you see it? She's lovely. It was great. But I've never done the chiffon gown and mentioned the designer before. It's first on the Saturday morning update. How long have we been doing this show? Never mentioned a designer before.
Cruise with Chris Plant next summer in breathtaking Alaska.
Experience the cruise of a lifetime with me, Chris Plant.
Reserve your spot before September 30th for exclusive WMAL listener early bird pricing. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com. That's ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Who says you have to put a real estate sign in your yard to sell your house? Or put a lockbox on your door? Or hold an open house? Did you know that only 1% of homes sell from an open house? Why not try one of our strategies and sell your home quietly? No preparation to sell, and you get the best price possible. At the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster, we combine old-world strategies and new technologies to sell your house fast and for top dollar. Call us today at 1-800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com.
Forget uncomfortable dentures, messy adhesives, and multiple trips to a prosthodontist. You can get straight, natural-looking teeth in one day. That's right, dental implants done fast. The highly trained, board-certified surgeons at Nova OMS have the expertise to create a beautiful-looking smile in just one visit. Doctors Namy, Yagmai, and Associates are renowned for their surgical work and are committed to making your dental makeover as pleasant as possible. If you've been wanting a smile that looks and feels good, schedule a consultation with Nova OMS today. Unlike many oral surgeons, they accept most insurance. Plus, they have three convenient locations in Northern Virginia, Burke, Reston, and Alexandria. Alexandria. Call 703-719-4133 or visit NovaOMS.com. Honestly, you'll love your new smile after getting your teeth in one day, including the pampering experience from Nova OMS. Call and learn how you can get dental implants done fast. Act now. You'll be glad you did. 703-719-4133 or visit NovaOMS.com.
We are coming up on the 7 o'clock news with Heather Curtis. Then we are back with John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. Cheryl Atkinson will join us coming up about 7:18 or so. She's just back from Great Britain. She was over there latest on Brexit. Interesting conversation with Cheryl Atkinson coming up. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we'll talk with KT McFarland, and we'll get KT's read on what's next with Iran. It's all coming up on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. $1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. It's 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.